Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Ah! All right, it's time for our Stock Watch, but you probably knew that because you heard the open there. Here is our beloved producer and maybe our favorite Sprint Tri Clydesdale.
Maybe, yeah. Possibly.
Ryan
yeah.
Buckley.
Well, I've said he's my favorite. You are saying probably your favorite.
He's most likely. But I got to go through the list.
Still some work to do.
The bronze god, as I like to call him.
There we go.
Well, let's start in the association. You guys already brought up the celebration, or lack thereof, from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here is Chet Holmgren at the podium being asked about his goggles.
Chet, a few years ago, you did an interview with GQ about 10 things you can't live without, and you had the champagne goggles was one of the things. You said you were big into manifesting. What was it like to sort of break those out finally?
I haven't broke them out yet. I brought them to India and we lost, so I left them at home. So you will see me with those on at the parade. But for now, I got my Michelob Ultra joints, and these work more than fine.
Michelob Ultra.
Oh, dear. Yeah. He's such a young.
Between that, Jalen Williams saying that he had his first beer after the win, and the other Jalen Williams saying he had his first drink of alcohol after the win. Yeah. Buy or sell, we're going to start seeing more championship teams with zero drinking experience.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I'm not here for it. I would like to point out that the team captain of the Florida Panthers literally took the Stanley Cup through his neighborhood at 5 a.m. and started knocking on neighbors' doors.
Ring and ring cameras, yep.
Drunk as a skunk. And then also went out on the ice in his basically in his underwear at 2:30 a.m, still in the arena, to celebrate with employees. I need that out of my champions. Come on, Oklahoma City. Be better. So yes, unfortunately, we're gonna have to deal with the youngs, and that's I can't get on board. I need a more seasoned celebration.
Yeah, it's
got
widely
my Michelob
known.
Ultra joints.
It's widely known that the youngs just don't drink at the same clip we did.
It's disappointing.
And yes, well,
are we just going to get like smoking weed? Like we're going to start vaping in locker rooms afterwards? They didn't even know how to
open microdose and some shrooms before your shoot around.
There you go. Hey, they didn't know how to open the champagne bottles.
No,
Alex Caruso had to show people. Like, have you seen the videos of them fumbling around like a teenage boy trying to unhook a front bra?
Rachel Nichols said essentially that there were like 8 empty champagne bottles in there, and that was about it.
Don't you think that's common for 20 25 and younger, though? I think probably, most 25-year-olds have not opened a champagne bottle.
Rich ones? Rich 20-somethings?
Yeah.
Pop up, you know, no bottle service?
But, I mean, look at Chet. You think that guy's ever had a beer?
No, probably.
Michelob.
Well, can I also talk about
Michelob
this?
Ultra joints.
Michelob Ultra.
And by the way, what does he mean by that? Michelob Ultra joints?
Well, he's using slang for the goggles. He's just saying,
Michelob Ultra was the official beer sponsor. Did you see that they made champagne Michelob Ultra bottles?
Oh.
Really, Michelob Ultra?
It's time to get the champagne and beers in there.
Exactly. That's what we're doing. They actually made like a fancy giant bottle of Michelob Ultra. Get out of here.
Wait, isn't Miller High Life the champagne?
Yes, it is the champagne of beers.
Yeah, I'm saying we need to get them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't fancy up a Michelob Ultra.
You can try.
Stop it.
Well, moving over to the ice, another celebration. Here is Matthew Tkachuk at the Florida's, poorly attended parade.
I was talking to Gustav Forsling in the back, and we thought about one of my favorite lines ever, and it was, I would like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody because I double champed this and where the fuck he wants.
What?
He will absolutely apologize to effing nobody because a double champ does whatever the F he wants. This, according to Matthew Tkachuk. Buy or sell, all sports franchises should celebrate their championships like hockey franchises celebrate their championships.
You celebrate however you want, but I've said this a million times. It's why it's my favorite sport. And by the way, there's a bunch of these clips going around where they just put them juxtaposed, like the Oklahoma City Thunder celebrating, and then above it, the Florida Panthers. It means more. It is the culture of it, the reverence of it, not touching the trophy. You'll never see an NHL player that isn't in the Stanley Cup Finals sitting ringside at another team's. It doesn't happen. And so, yes, there is nothing quite like a Stanley Cup celebration. And I wish that sort of passion and pageantry and meaning existed in other sports the way it did the NHL. It's the most unique, and it's the best trophy, it's the best finals, and it just means more to their players.
I will buy it because I think that hockey in general just has more partiers.
I think that's right.
I think it has the most hard partiers. I would say it goes hockey 1, baseball 2, probably NFL. I think NBA's last.
I think so too.
In terms of partiers. Guys don't party.
They're too cool for school.
Yeah. They smoke a lot of
weed. Yeah.
So
smoke a lot of weed and Instagram models.
Yeah. I mean, look, their lives don't suck. I'm just saying, like, they're just not like hockey guy is party guy.
Yeah.
And so that lends itself to a better celebration. So I'll buy that.
Yeah. Just go do yourself a favor and go look at Barkov. Like, Google Barkov Stanley Cup.
And you can even Google, like, include, like, ring camera. Because, somebody recorded it. He's out there 5 a.m. with the cup ringing random doors. Hey, you want to see the cup?
Well, can we also say, too, that, I mean, hockey has a lot of Canadians and Russians.
Yes.
And they party.
They party. Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
Well, let's move over to yet another championship series, the College World Series, where the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, we of course heard from Kevin Schnall earlier this week about it, or last week about it, he was ejected in the first inning after another umpire tripped over a second umpire. So here's his...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Explanation. I'm the first one to stand here like a man and apologize.
56.
Two words that define our program are own it. You have to own everything that you do without blame, without defending yourself, without excuses. If you guys watched the video, there was a guy that came in extremely aggressively, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes 2-game suspension and said, bumping the umpire. Immediately does that. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
Buy or sell that Kevin Schnell has a point. He should not be held accountable for another umpire tripping over his feet.
This is his Bush League.
I just want to tell people, if you haven't seen that, you should watch it. Yes. It's pretty funny. Like, he gets booted after 10 pitches.
Yeah.
And then he comes out there like, what the hell, man? Yeah. All he said was, you missed 3 pitches. Mm-hmm. You missed 3 pitches.
Yeah,
and
then
he gets booted. And then the other umpire comes in. I don't know where he was at. He was
he's like the first base umpire, maybe, because he kind of came running in from the first base
and
line.
And he comes in, because you know how they do.
He tries to separate.
Yeah, you have to make sure that the coach isn't going to kill the other umpire that he's mad at.
Yeah.
So you step in between him, and he falls down.
Yeah, he fell on his ass. It had nothing to do with the Coastal Carolina.
He didn't do anything to him.
He just fell on
and
his ass.
And at that point in time, the umpire puts his hand in the air and says, two games for that. It's like, for you falling?
Yeah, exactly. So yes, he does have a
and clip. I love that clip. I want that clipped. I should not be held accountable for the lack of athleticism.
It will be a
man's athleticism.
Yeah, it will be a drop.
Can I also say too that Coastal Carolina coach seems like a real ass.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
There's no question he's an ass. But why did he get tossed?
I don't know.
For just coming out and saying you've missed three pitches. Like, what is going on with the college baseball umps?
Take the cop.
Seems like an umpire who didn't want to hear it all day. But
I'm
it's like
saying,
you picked the wrong day to do that.
That is the College World Series.
Yes, it's the.
We say this all the time. As an official, whatever, you know, umpire, official, ref, whatever sport you're playing, the last thing you want to do is insert yourself into the narrative unless you absolutely have to. And Tom, Dick, and Harry here, you can't be doing that. That's ridiculous. Grow some thicker skin. In the biggest stage in your sport, that's Bush.
Got to squeeze this in here because Rop needs it. The
golf
talk over the weekend.
Yeah.
Keegan Bradley winning out in his old stomping grounds in Connecticut. He upsets Tommy Fleetwood down the stretch. Tommy Fleetwood looks like he's never going to win a tournament ever. But the big conversation now is that Keegan Bradley has vaulted up to 9th in the Ryder Cup standings, and the conversation of a player captain was brought up.
You know, when they called me and told me that I was being the Ryder Cup captain, The first thing they said was, we want you to be the first playing captain since Arnold Palmer in 1962, which is a heavy burden. But, you know, and I'm also fortunate if Tiger or Phil or these guys got a captaincy at my age, they would have done it the same way. I've just been lucky enough to be, you know, asked to do this at a younger age. But they knew that that was a possibility and that we would have things in place for that. But, you know, I'm always trying to be the best that I can be, and I feel like I'm playing the best golf of my career right now. And, you know, a year ago, I don't know if I would have thought I'd be 7th in the world, but I certainly thought I'd be, you know, contending in tournaments.
So buy or sell here, and I've heard it kicked around. People even bring up the name of El Tigre as a potential sub-captain if Keegan wants to play and play only. Buy or sell, they should do the player captain thing.
Yeah, I buy it. Yeah, sure. Why not? I like Bradley.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I think, one, he's passionate. Two, he cares. He wants this. He wants this. And he's playing great. The U.S. team a couple years ago, well, 4 years ago, the U.S. team looked on paper to be as good as it ever was. It has gone to absolute turdville. Like, seriously.
It's come PJ Fleck. I love it.
It is not rowing the boat.
Turdville.
As the, well, outside of Scottie Scheffler, who do you have confidence in on that team?
I just
Spieth's in the toilet. Thomas is in the toilet.
Xander's not playing
Morikawa's well. Morikawa's good. Xander's not. I mean, yeah, like, dude, Bradley's like all we got.
The only reason I say no to this is, to me, a player coach, you're too close. Because I do think you need to have an objective point of view. There's a reason why GMs and coaches usually don't have the, like, you need a separation of duties. So I would rather have someone that is a little bit removed and has some objective point of view, as opposed to someone that's in the thick of it, who's about ready to get pissed at a lot of his teammates who, according to Rob, have gone straight to turd.
Also, if you can get Tiger, should you go get Tiger?
As a
captain? Because obviously he's not playing.
If he wants to, yeah, of course. I think Tiger, I mean, he's done it before. I don't know, Tiger's got a weird relationship with a lot of the guys out there, but I think now he's old enough that he gets it. Yes, I don't think that would hurt you.
I looked it up. Do you realize that 7 of the top 10 golfers are in the U.S.?
Oh, 7 of the top 10 in the world? Okay, but who is that? JJ Spahn?
So,
you're going to put him on the team now?
Scheffler's one.
He's going to be on
the team. Rory's two. Yeah. Schauffele.
Okay. There's Schauffele's still third?
Schauffele's still third.
Yes, he's not playing that great.
JT.
Terrible. He's terrible. Have you watched him lately?
He's
fourth, terrible.
He's fourth in the world.
Dude, he sucks.
He wasn't he in contention this weekend?
Yeah, he was. He's but
fourth
last
in the
week
world.
He was terrible.
Morikawa's fifth.
Yeah, he's good.
Henley's sixth. Bradley 7.
Henley?
Yes.
I like Henley. He's having a great year, but this is my point.
And JJ Spahn is 8. They got Spahn at 10.
You want Henley and Spahn out there?
He rides a skateboard.
Turdville? You can't
Dude,
call that.
Dude, they're Turdville. You want Henley and Spahn out there fighting for USA? No.
Heading towards Turdville.
You know who I want out there? Scotty Scheffler and Keegan Bradley. That's who I want out there. And I want Bradley in a USA hat.
I just wanted to look. I wanted to look at what Rob's definition of Turdville is. And apparently Turdville
that's
is...
That's pretty Turdville.
Jordan 7 of 10.
That's
Dude,
pretty Turdville.
That's such a misleading thing. Our leaders in the U.S. were Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. And both of them I could beat right
what
now.
What we need is a roster side by side. Now we need to compare the depth chart of the U.S.
Now,
to the Euros.
There is one guy you're missing. We will have DeChambeau.
Yeah, he's like 14th.
And he's really good.
And what about Brooksy?
Yeah, see,
I feel like I kind of want someone like him on that team, but he's just, I don't know.
So Europe would have, if you're going just off rankings.
Everyone good.
Europe would have Rory.
Yeah.
They would have old Sepp. They'd have Hovland, Ludvig Åberg, and then Tommy Fleetwood.
Probably Lowry in there.
Shane Lowry is 17th.
Scott's Australian, sorry.
Tyrell Hatton.
Yeah, see, that team is way better than the U.S. team.
And Justin Rose.
Oh, dude.
If you're going off of...
You think J.J. Spahn and Russell Henley are taking any of that out? You're insane.
Hey, we have better rankings. Just saying. Turdville has better rankings.
Turdville.
It's insane.
Turdville. Keegs is going to pull us out of it, though.
All right. Player coach.
All right. That is our Stockwatch. It is brought to you each week by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is coming up next. How many of the top 10 donut spots does Oregon have in the country? That's next. Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.